I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
This is not uncommon, but you're wrong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Was that Ed McCaffrey or Ross Tucker? I forget.
Ed McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Was it Eddie? Was it Eddie?
Yes.
Eddie Mac?
Yes.
Eddie Mac. My guy.
You went to the, we got to go to the game together, man.
Yeah, maybe.
But you ain't got flow like that. You don't know how to.
Yeah, okay.
No, seriously, you don't got swag like that. Yeah. To where it's you and me, Batman.
Yeah,
Orion,
you've never
Kobe
seen me
Shaq,
walk. You've
Vontae
never seen
Shasky.
Me walk into an arena, have you?
Boy, I seen you wear your yellow. Remember, you had your coat.
That was
what do you
when...
call that sweat jacket? Black mitts. Listen, I saw something yesterday. Real quick, Halloween. I don't participate. The lights will be off.
Yeah,
at the Johnson
we had costume. People were all in costume here yesterday. You missed it.
What were you?
Nothing. I don't do
Evan,
that.
Did you dress up?
Yeah.
Okay. This is who I'm going to give kudos.
Did you see the boss dressed up?
No, nothing. Well, who was he? Pete Rose. Who was he?
Buzz Lightyear.
Who's that?
Now tell him who you thought he was.
Who is Buzz Lightyear?
I thought he was an astronaut. What? Who did I think he was?
He didn't know who Buzz Lightyear was.
He didn't win.
No. You listen, here's...
All right, and who's all Buzz right. Lightyear?
He's from Toy Story. That I did know once it... Yeah, I looked at him, I'm like, who the hell are you?
Right.
He was like, Buzz Lightyear, and I'm like, oh, okay. To infinity and beyond. It's actually not a bad movie.
He didn't win it. But listen...
go ahead.
You've made it in this business when guys dress up on Halloween trying to be you. Spadoni was Bonte Hill... And Lubman was Joe Shasky. Did you see that picture yesterday?
I didn't.
So we have not made it yet until we have some people dress up like us.
I don't even know how they would do that. What are you going to wear? The same pair of black pants every day?
Spadoni had the Warriors gear and wore the hat like Bonte wears it. And Lubman had the old Montana Niner jacket. Shasky said he wouldn't have worn the hat, but it was great. They should have won. I don't know who won. How much was it?
I think $100, something like that.
Well, I should have came as well. Obama. Says Barack Obama, your 44th president. Steiny, I heard you went to the game. Hope you had a good time. And I hope you vote Tuesday.
It's just bad enough to be effective. It really is.
Kept going.
Wow, Evan.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Listen. Some of us celebrate Halloween, some of us don't. But one of the things that I would stress, if you're in a costume contest like they had here,
yeah. I hate I missed.
You cannot win a costume contest if it's a store-bought costume. We had some wonderful costumes, some of which were store-bought and others which were made by the person.
But
and
that's never been a rule,
it
though.
It must be given to the person who made their own.
You think?
Yes. So congratulations to Danae and Kalia, who deserved to win, and they did make their own
costumes.
Well,
you were dividing the money between the two, trying to get them to fight. You were like, you don't deserve it all. You just did this.
I try to get everybody to fight.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway. Shout out to Lubman and Spadoni.
Warrior fans, are you like me that care about the team, or are you like Guru that cares about one individual player?
Please stop, man.
Jonathan Kuminga came off the bench last night. A little bit of a slow start, but he did play 15 straight minutes in the first half.
Man.
And then the second half, he played pretty well. But this is Steve Kerr on the thought process behind not starting Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, without Steph and Wiggs, I didn't want to start Trace, Draymond, and JK. I wanted a little more spacing, and I knew it would be a JK game. I knew he would play a lot because he's played well against this team. The matchups are good for him. And so I told him before the game, you're going to play a lot. This is just about combinations and getting a little more spacing on the floor to start. So all it is just shuffling the lineup to try to get the right five-man grouping on there. But without Steph and Wiggs, to me it didn't make sense to start the three bigs without those guards.
What's that song? Yeah, been doing your shuffling.
Oh, yeah, hustling. Rick Ross.
Oh, it's hustling.
Ricky Rose.
Oh, the guy from Sac.
He knows Vivek. He's been to the King games, Donnie, but he's from Miami.
Good vibes surrounding the Golden State Warriors, four games through.
I'll say this, because you kind of lied on me, but it's not the first time. You said Guru only cares about one individual on the team. But honestly, the right on the table for me about this season, I've been consistent, is number 30 and what he thinks. And I think what he thinks means a lot from Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr. And right now it's four games. Come on, 16 quarters, Stoney. But at the end of the day, put the push is going to come to shove. And if they got an opportunity to get somebody and it may cost them Kuminga or a Moody or whatnot, there's no doubt in my mind now. I have clarity because of where Kuminga's at. I'm not faulting or hating on Kuminga. Stoney, they'll make that move in a Texas second. That's what going after marketing and Paul George as aggressively as they did do.
They weren't aggressive. I'm starting to think they just made it seem like they were.
Mike
Dunleavy's not that dumb to bring Lowry Markkanen in here.
Well, Paul George.
Him too.
And Draymond says it was both.
Please.
And I do love
Thank
Markkanen
God.
Had a bad game, but my God, I'm like, you're the dude? Oh my God. Steiny, he was awful.
This is vintage goo right here. Let me get the exact numbers. On your guy who was a must get. What are we going to do without Lowry Markkanen?
It was a bad night for him, but my God.
It's been a bad career for him.
Nah, he can heat up.
This is his eighth season. Ooh. Ask me how many playoff games he's played in. Lowry Markkanen.
Okay, this is
zero. Never been to the postseason.
That can't be right.
Why? Because it's a fact.
Why? What was Danny doing giving him the bag? He should have been night-night.
Keep him as an asset.
Yeah. But in the right situation.
In the right situation, he could be on a 500 team.
No, if he was playing with Stoney, that's how you look at stuff. Seriously, though. Look, Buddy Hield's already been making buckets, Buddy Buckets, what have you. But Stoney, he's fitting in seamless with this Warrior team.
What does he have to do with marketing?
I'm thinking, what if marketing was in a system like the Warriors playing with guys that are smarter, guys that are champions? Now,
Walker Kessler is a very intelligent player.
I have to ask that again.
Yeah, but I'll say this. What did it do for Wiggins? It got him a ring. Even though we're wanting that old Wiggins back. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, Wiggins helped get the Warriors a ring, too.
Because like, that's of what a big was difference. Around him.
No.
You
not
don't
necessarily.
Think this Warrior culture gave
no,
him the
no, 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 no. Wow. I'm not with you there.
So what? Then what happened
Steph
for Wiggins?
Steph Curry's
to,
the culture.
I agree with
End
that.
End of story.
And people gravitate to him. They love him. So I'm saying, you don't think a guy like Markkanen or Paul George could be the best version of themselves in this system?
No, you think that like automatically, and I do not think that. Is this the best system possible for Jonathan Kuminga? No.
No, that's totally different, yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like you're not giving Markkanen the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not.
With his,
he's been on two teams, and he hasn't gotten it done.
But it's not all him.
It's hollow numbers.
No, that's all around the league. But Stoney, to say he's the biggest reason he hasn't played the playoff game, I think that's putting too much on his doorstep.
I'm not. I don't.
Well, then why did you try to re-up, though? Re-up him.
Because they had to. They couldn't lose him. They still think he's an asset.
If you're rebuilding, you could have lost him. I don't know what Utah's doing. I don't know why they – it's like Dak with the Cowboys.
I'll tell you exactly what Utah's trying to do. They're trying to keep marketing, stink again, and then go get Cooper Flagg.
Wow. Okay.
And
if I'm a Jazz fan, you got to get Flagg. I'm with that. But this ain't the NFL, Stoney. You can suck, but you still got that old lottery thing to see if you get the number one pick. NFL has the best tanking system. You stink, you get the number one pick. NBA, you got, you know, you could say, oh, you got a 2% chance, but there's a chance if you're the worst record, you ain't getting that one pick.
Right, but you know why they did that.
Patrick Ewing, David Stern.
To prevent teams from tanking.
How's that working, you think? I'm not being smart. I'm asking.
Yeah, it's not working any better or worse than the previous system worked or didn't work.
Man, I can't wait for flag to ball this year. The best American prospect since Kevin Durant.
Okay.
I'll leave that there.
And how many times have you seen him play? Yeah, here we go.
And he gave him the business at Duke.
Guru's going to say like 50, and I'm going to say, you know, he hasn't even played 50 games at Duke.
No, enough, Snidey. I'm excited about him.
Let's go to Philmo, Mike.
Mike!
What's up, Philmo?
Yo.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, we're having an interesting conversation about Kuminga.
We'll see.
And development. And I just want to be clear. I don't want to yell. I just want people to hear me out.
Wow.
Because it's very unfortunate. Kuminga, you got to realize, his development individually as a basketball player, it is where it is, correct?
Yep.
He hasn't been playing basketball for that long of a time. In the grand scheme of things, he's a hell of an athlete of a player, right? He's like, he's been playing probably, what you say, 15, 14, 15, 16 years old, and you averaging 17 points a game. It's like, man, it's amazing. That's crazy. On the flip side, when the Giants or when the Warriors drafted him, they were a lottery team, quote unquote, right? But they weren't really a lottery team. So the runway, good or bad, that a Scottie Barnes, a Cunningham, Evan Mobley got Evan Mobley probably in the best situation because they actually made the playoffs and he still developed. But Kuminga, it's weird. His conundrum is he's not that developed to get the $140 million, right? But the Warriors really had no opportunity to give him that true runway to develop so that he could become that player. So it's really a weird, and the CBA only gave us, three or four years to make up this decision. So it's like we're in a weird conundrum. Is he a bad player?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
Mm-mm.
Is he a great fit right now in his career? Maybe not so much. But to say that he's not going to be this or he's not going to be that is very, very extremely immature. And it's not fair to the Warriors, Steve Kerr, or Jonathan Kuminga. If you really look at it on that broad scale and not say, oh, well, he's not playing tonight and stuff like that. Look at it on a bigger scale, and we may see something different.
Hey, Mike, I'll ask you the simplest question in the book. Is life fair?
No.
Exactly. And he got drafted by a really good team. And the other guys got drafted by bad teams. You hit it right on the money. It's not fair,
let me give this to Mike too.
But he didn't get drafted by a team that went 20 and or that was a 20 and 60 team.
Mike, great stuff, and I got to leave you with this one too. Just imagine, and I'm not being negative, but just imagine you, Stani, and I are in Kuminga's shoes, and he knows this. He's watching Atlanta or some of these dump truck teams that run up and down. There's no doubt in my mind he would average 25 points. So he can't say that. But I know he's looking at it like, I got to this team with structure and whatnot, but if you put me on Portland, I would get you 25 and probably 10 a night. That's frustration.
He wouldn't get you 10 rebounds.
I just said 7, but go ahead.
If you listen to Kuminga talk, Like, when he does interviews, and I don't know if it's because, you know, English isn't his first language, but he's very brass. So, like, Kurt, I think somebody asked him last night, like, hey, man, Kurt, you know, he says, you know, you play good when you do this. And he said, hey, I play good versus everybody, and I do the same thing every night. The shots just happen to go in. In a weird way, I think that's a good thing for someone like Kuminga, because he can only focus on what he can focus on. And Steiny said something earlier where I think maybe, you know, he has a lot of circumstances. He got to think about his parents trying to get him over to America. He may not fully be focused on basketball where it should be. This allows him to kind of like breathe. You know what? Chips fall where it may. I got to play my butt off to get paid for me and my family. And that could be a good thing in a weird way to me.
Thanks, Mike. Well, appreciate the call.
Yeah. We've been consistent with that.
There's still a fundamental question with Jonathan. You ever hear heard of that famous book or saying, why can't Johnny read?
Never heard of it.
No. Never mind that.
Why can't Johnny rebound? Yeah, no.
Why can't Johnny rebound?
Well, I'm gonna put another rat on the table.
That's all effort. Can
I give them a pass on? They're shooting so many threes, Donnie, that the ball's gonna...
That should benefit the most athletic player on the floor.
Well, when he's leaking out, you ain't getting no rebounds, you know.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm not here for the Kuminga slander.
It's an expose about dyslexia.
Well, that's why.
Okay. Yeah, I knew. What's an expose, by the way?
Something between an article and a book.
Looks like I caught Evan by surprise. Kind of like the start of three segments yesterday.
What about that?
Summer.
Wow, Evan created, Evan rules. Hey, you said you had a Maddie. Did I ever tell you the story of Maddie?
I'll tell you at 1:30.
What 1:30?
I think I can tell this one on the air. I think.
Oh, boy.
It's just a funny little story. Yeah. It involves Tiger Woods, actually. No, it does.
Yeah, you're hard on him. I don't like that.
What are you talking about? He's fine,
you
Tiger.
You don't know there's certain subjects I get uncomfortable around you talking about.
Tell me all of what they are so I can bring them up as much as possible.
I don't know if you know
what's your problem with Tiger.
I'll leave if you start.
Hey,
no, I just think you're too hard. Why did he say his name on the voicemail? Player 101. So they know who you are. Why you never say your name?
This is something that I would disagree with. The 925, Kuminga sulking instead of picking up coaching. I don't think he's sulking.
Not at all.
I don't.
Not at all.
I think he might be, I don't want to say confused, but...
He's got to be disappointed, though.
Disappointed?
And what about the Warriors, guy? Do you think he was
sulking? No. I think that's too strong.
Certainly not during the game. He might, well, sometimes I think he gets down on himself, but that's not because of how he's being used. He just wants to play better.
Real quick to you, too, Stoddy, and you kind of just, something profound I say just went over your head, because I was like, man, that sounded good. Don't you think, Evan, in a crazy world, the Warriors wanted to give him that money? They wanted him to. They would have been glad to be like, you are part of our future. So it was
right, but it was never close.
You know what I mean?
Like
that's what's
they were never gonna pay him $40 or more million. Why should they have?
No, well, I guess had he shown you that
but he didn't,
and that
like we got to stop there. Yeah, if he would have shown him,
they believed that's who he was.
But he's not, and they didn't.
Like, and you talk about, real quick here, the Warriors' future or the guy after Steph, and I know nobody wants to... Like, it was supposed...
This is the problem.
It was Poole, I thought, and then Poole, he's gone. Then it was always Kuminga, and I think that's why people are hard. I'm not... Like, you know what I'm saying? We're waiting for him, man. Go ahead, Stoddy, because it looks like he may not be the guy.
He's not the guy. What in the hell... Did anybody ever see in Jonathan Kuminga to think he could be a number one? And if you're following in Steph Curry's footsteps, that's a number one. He's not a number one right now. Will he be? I've got my doubts. Does that mean he can't be a good player? No, but the best player on a team has to be multidimensional. He is not multidimensional.
But Stani, he doesn't have to be the one now, but show glimpses of, oh, you're going to grow into it's done.
I don't think you'll ever be able to run your – I shouldn't say. Okay. This is what Mike's saying.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with him. I have my doubts that you'll ever be able to run an offense through Kuminga.
I hear you. So, you know, it's too early to put a jacket on him, but my point is – there's still time for him, had he shown the necessary signs, that he'll grow into that when it's time for him to be the bona fide 1 or 1A or even 2A.
For the life of me, I can't understand how anybody who's followed basketball for a long period of time would have ever thought that an 18-year-old Jonathan Kuminga, who was late to the game, was going to be your superstar at 22. I'll tell you what.
But then what do you think they had in mind when they drafted him in a perfect world, the Warriors?
To be at a place at 23, 24, 25 when he's ready for that role. But he might not be ready for that role.
Man.
And you know what? They drafted the best available athlete at 7.
Yeah.
That's all they did. Here's what I don't understand. How can you draft a guy who is a flat-out project,
okay,
and then assume he will turn into a star? Like, you cannot assume that. If you're going to draft Jonathan Kuminga, you better know that it may take a little while, that you're going to have to invest a lot of time in
at the 2 pick.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. How the hell do you draft a guy who had 9 points against Southwest Missouri State? Well, he dribbled around the cones well.
Well, like, that video I saw.
Yeah.
But they did it for a reason, Stoney.
Did what for a reason?
They drafted Kuminga thinking, go ahead, Evan, I know you're going to chime in, but...
No, I was just saying, don't you have to also prepare for the possibility that you invest a long period of time to reap nothing?
Oh, for a project?
Project will take you 4 or 5 years to figure out that it won't work.
Absolutely.
Do you do that at 7 when you got a pick like that?
Well, who was it 8?
Well,
who went 8?
I was just about to bring it up, I swear, but
Franz.
Still.
Did he?
Oh, boy. And they happily gave him that money. Barnes, who got an orbital fracture, be out 3 weeks. Donnie, they happily gave him that money. Man. Just saying, I'm not out on Kuminga. I'm rooting for the kid. But you can't tell me him not being in that lineup yesterday was a good thing. There was a clear message that, you know what, there are scenarios to where if guys are injured, mainly our top 2 guys scores, and they're out, there's a scenario, Stoney, that you won't be in our starting 5.
That's the point. That's where I'm at with Kuminga. It's like he hasn't been consistent enough for him to assume that he's going to start and play 30 minutes on a team where they're looking for guys, you know, they're playing 11 guys. You said something that I completely agree with. If they're going to use 11 or 12-man rotation, that's not great for Kuminga. Now, I agree with that. But they're not using an 11-man rotation because of Kuminga. They're just using an 11-man rotation or 12 or whatever it is because Steve Kerr thinks he's got a lot of good players, 1 through 10 or 1 through 12. But,
you got me thinking about tonight real quick, Snotty DJ quick. If somehow they could win this game and it's, you know, 4-1, and I know you go on this road.
Order of the Rings?
No, I'm not saying that. Just stack them.
You're right. You're right. And last year, they lost a lot of games that they thought they should have won early in the season, and it came back to bite them.
Do you think the Pelicans, and shout out Willie Green, Bishop O'Dowd, Stoney, but do you think the Pelicans look at last night's game like, we gave that one away, we didn't get beat?
They lost by 20.
Yeah, that's why I think the Warriors' defense turned up that intensity.
I don't think you get beat by 20 and say, boy, we should have won that game.
Even being up 20, 17
after one. They played one good quarter.
Yeah, you're right.
They're like the Niners against the Cowboys. Only the Warriors ain't the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Sengun? I don't want to hear about Sengun in Houston.
The Rockets come out and play.
They stink.
Jalen Green is athletic, man.
They all. So is Jonathan Kuminga.
No, this is different. This is different. Your boy. Come on now.
415. Guru, didn't you listen to what Monty Poole said?
Every word.
Kuminga didn't start because they needed shooters and spacing. Did you even listen to Monty?
But sometimes when you're an intellect, man, a lot of people don't. Stuff just goes over. It's just sad.
What specifically sad?
Jonathan, go work on your shooting and go find out.
That's really something he should have been doing this summer.
No, we don't know if he wasn't. I'm different, man.
You ain't. But you're a good different. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Everything.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday, met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors, not in a shambles. 3-1.
Yep. They were 5-2 last year, so I got to be careful. But this
well,
is
they
different.
Weren't this good last year.
Well, we didn't know at the time.
Trust me.
Because they were following up a conference semifinal trip. lost to the Lakers in six.
Yeah, blown out of that series.
I just hate that you made stuff up.
Remember they lost that last game? It looked like by 40 points. Whatever it was.
I don't think the boss is listening because the big boss is in town. Shout out Susan Larkin. I got to tell you this. I was listening to Norm and I. Steiny, you got owned yesterday.
And I got holding on up. Or owned?
O-W-N-E-D.
I'll be the judge of that.
Unless it was a bit, Norm and I couldn't believe you were defending Anthony Richardson. And when Evan said he's not a running back or a wide receiver, quarterback.
I got a big problem for you then, because you know who else defended him? Your boy, Emmanuel Acho.
How do you defend that? I need to come out.
I didn't necessarily defend it, but defended it.
You were trying
to. I said it is not a career-defining moment.
He's not starting this week.
That's because he stinks, not because he got tired.
Wink, wink, Steiny. He quit on his team. You're the quarterback.
Oh, my God. Okay, Evan quit on me three times yesterday when he got into the studio 4 minutes late.
No, that's
or four
different.
Seconds late.
I was like, listen to my man. And Evan goes, Steiny. He doesn't get out every down.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That was a bad look, AR.
That's fine.
What?
That's fine.
I think you're like Gilligan. You're on an island alone.
With Acho.
Okay, what's that mean?
Because he's your hero. Oh, Acho. He's the greatest. I love Acho. Acho knows football. Acho.
I have never, as we look at the director of sports, Lucas Alexander, I never talk about a man or a woman like that.
Anytime Emmanuel Acho's name comes up, you're like, oh, he's so good.
What?
Oh, my gosh, he's so
good.
What? Oh, he's so good. Oh, he's great.
Wow.
Can we get Acho? Can we get Acho on today?
Evan,
how many times does he ask to get Acho on?
But not like that.
Three times a
Please
week.
Please stop. And he's a friend
Acho's
of the program.
Acho's like, who the hell are these guys out there?
Well, he called this 49er TV, and he says, we're his show.
Call it like you see it.
Thanks, we need to get Shay Shay on.
Who's that?
Shannon. That's what they call Club Shay Shay?
I want one Shay Shay. That would be Shay Gildas Alexander.
Boy, he's good, man.
You strike me as more of a Shania Twain.
Hey, by the way,
you know what that is, right?
Hey, 650, shut up! Steiny got put in the blender yesterday by Evan.
Oh!
I've seen this on the text line.
I don't have it up.
About Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
And, all right, you know, maybe at some point the Warriors will have to, you know, maybe they have to make a decision to move him. And people say, you know, you get something for Kuminga. That's where I am a little bit skeptical. That you can get a lot for Kuminga.
See, I still think you can, man.
Okay, name me it. Like, here's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Let's say the Golden State Warriors sent a message to the league and said, we're going to make Jonathan Kuminga available for some player with comparable salary, You got to give us a $7 million player, and just give us a first round pick, and you can protect it 1 through 5, which sounds like an incredible deal for the other team, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there'd be a lot of teams that would say we'll do it. The problem that Jonathan Kuminga has is what team out there right now would give him $40 million?
Now that is...
that's going to be an issue when another team maybe wants to trade for him.
But he has to know somebody in his camp, and it can be Stani. You can have a real conversation amongst loved ones. At some point, he's got to know or they got to know, hey, Jonathan, we thought it was at 40, but maybe we need, it's 25, it's 27.
But he didn't take that. He turned down 30.
Right.
According to reports.
But to just piggyback on your point of if there's not a lot of buyers at that rate,
right,
then the message has been sent or the reality has kicked in. I thought you were going to ask me, do you think the Orlando Magic couldn't use a Jonathan Kuminga or take a flyer on him? Or Orlando?
What are they going to give up for him?
Well, now we're getting into compensation.
Like, you're not going to get Banchero, obviously.
Oh, no, hell no.
But
no.
You're probably not going to get a proven, sure thing for Jonathan Kuminga right now. I just don't. Wow. You got to find the right. First of all, the other thing is, as far as free agent, like, he's a restricted free agent. There's not a lot of money out there.
Well, all right. I'll give you all that.
That's just the landscape he's in right now.
Because I heard you ask Evan, and I was all ears, Stani, yesterday as we were driving. You asked him, you know, what do the 49ers need? What area, if you could make a trade for them, what do they need? Through 4 games, let's just be real, the Warriors have a lot of the same thing. What would you, if you had a magic wand, what would you give this team right now?
The Warriors?
Yeah.
I'd like to see them play more because I don't know what they need.
And that, man.
I mean, it's easy to say size.
That's right.
But I don't know what they need right now. And I'm not saying they don't need anything, but I think we need to see them play a little bit more before we judge like what they're short on or what they have too much of.
But the 40 somewhere else, Donnie, he's not getting that. I'm just saying there's a team out there, a young team, that may be like, man, we could take a flyer on this young dude, man. But again.
But a flyer to me is when you take a guy without any, like giving back anything. So if it doesn't work out, it's no harm, no foul. I don't like the way this... I don't like what I'm reading. I love the caller, but I don't like Priest. This. Priest, you have some wisdom for me.
Oh, I guessed it. I guess Priest. I didn't even see it.
What's up, Priest?
Hey, fellas. How
Talk
you doing?
We all right, man.
I have not been ripping Kuminga today either.
It's a wrap.
What you got, baby?
All you, buddy.
Let me tell you a little story, that real life story.
All right.
There was a player that I saw in college and piqued my interest. Unbelievable. He was just different.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what sport and what, you know.
Okay.
But I want you to listen. Okay. But he ended up getting drafted to a Bay Area team. And I was helping his mother do some stuff to, you know, get him set up, moved in and everything. All right. And she was just so concerned about her son because it was hard to get him here. And she was like, I want him to at least last long enough in the league to be here 2 years, just 2 years, because I'm tired. I don't want him to have to go through this again. And I wanted to tell her so bad. Ma'am, do you have any idea who your son is? Do you know who your son is?
Wow.
But I didn't say it because that's her son. And she don't know me from Adam.
Oh, I got you.
Right? But I'm looking at her son and I just saw something in him. Anyway.
Yeah.
She left and went back and later on I got to know back and forth with her son. Well, if I would have told you, Matt, when her son was a rookie or a year for second year, that he would be anything close to what he is right now, you would have told me I was crazy.
Okay.
No way. You know who the mother of that that was the son of that woman.
Who's that?
I can't
Steph
wait.
Curry.
All right.
Steph Curry.
Wow. Priest. Let me.
You would have told me that I was nuts.
Priest.
If I told you he was going to. Yeah, go ahead.
Priest. I have never said that. Here's my issue with. It's not even an issue. You drafted an 18-year-old kid. He's now 22. I think at 26 or 27, he may be a hell of a player. But you can't shortcut a basketball foundation. And I still think that too many people think he should be further along when he's still got work to do.
Matt, let me ask you a question. If Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green have been put in the same situation that those lottery picks were put in, do you think they would have succeeded at the rate that they did? Of course not.
Priest, that's why I said life is not fair. Mm. He got drafted to a team that wasn't really a bad team. So he got hosed in that way where I agree with you. Wagner didn't get hosed in that way. Cunningham didn't get hosed in that way. So I agree that it hasn't really been fair. He was a seventh pick, but he went to a team that was really good.
Right. So all I'm saying is this kid has not been given the leash, the runway to grow at the rate that they did.
I agree.
So if he goes to another team, that dynamic changes.
Immediately. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Right. And so we don't know. So when we make proclamations about a player, what he can do, he'll never be a man, no one knows. Because it takes opportunity with practice. Preparation meets opportunity and things happen. That's all I'm saying, bro.
And we get
it. No one is saying that Kuminga should be given this. We're saying if Steve Kerr leans into Moody, Kuminga, and these young guys, if he would just lean into them, the dynamic would change.
Priest, you're on fire. I got to just leave you with this. Do you understand, though, Priest, why the Warriors didn't give him 180 or 200 at this juncture? We know what you and Stoddy just said, and you're right.
Everybody understands
okay.
that.
Okay, all right, okay.
Guru, no one's tripping on the money.
Okay.
The money is the money. That ain't got nothing to do with Kuminga. The money is the money. All that stuff is ridiculous to me. Kate Cunningham ain't worth no $200 million. There ain't no way, but he got it. So don't talk to me about money.
All right, Priest, got you.
That last part.
I don't want to say I'm the guy, but I've been maintaining all along.
No, you have.
A lot of times over the last two or three years, you'd be like, well, you know, the timetable doesn't match up. Sonny, when? When will he be? And I'm like, be prepared to wait till he's 26 or 27.
Okay, but this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I agree with everything Priest and yourself said, Steiny, but at the end of the day, Priest, it does matter that Detroit thinks Cade Cunningham is worth 200. I'm with you, Priest, he's not. It does matter that Toronto thinks Barnes is worth 200 or whatever he got. That does matter. You got me thinking real quick here, Steiny, and help me. When you say life is not fair, I'm not trying to pit these two players together, and I don't have the power to do so. But do you think Brandon Podziemski's driving around listening to 95.7 The Game and hearing Matt Steinman say, Kuminga's a project. He needs 4 years. When he spent 1 year in college, and I'm just putting myself in pod shoes, he hit the ground running as a rookie. Nobody expected diddly squat for him. Do you think he's listening to guys talk basketball and say, a guy as gifted physically as Kuminga, that he needs 4 or 5 years to be able to do this or that? When Pods hit the ground running.
That's because Pods was playing basketball at 8 years old, learning the game,
right,
learning how to play the game, learning how to be on a team, learning what he does well, what he needs to work on, all those things.
Right, but my
Kuminga
point
started
is,
playing okay, at fifth.
But my point
team.
Is, the game doesn't wait life
right.
for everyone, for anyone. So I hear what you're saying, Matt, but it dis- and I'm telling Priest this if he's listening, it still doesn't change the timeline. And the timeline has come and gone one time where the team said, we're not ready to put the finger on it. And that has me believing this can go a few different ways. And you tell me if I'm wrong, to where you're right about the foundation, but Stani, the clock is still ticking. And right now, I just got a feeling if he doesn't fix it quick, Kuminga,
okay,
or go get the necessary attributes.
You can't fix anything quick in this NBA. It takes work.
Right.
It takes practice.
And I'm bringing up, like, he could be in a different locale when he gets to that spot.
Exactly.
And that's, I don't want that for
well,
him.
Then you shouldn't have put yourself in a position where you expected something
wow,
from a young player who didn't have the foundation of other players in the draft and said, well, why isn't he better at 22? Well, he didn't play basketball when he was 11 and 12. He didn't. He never got to, like, at 11 years old. Like, if at 11 years old, Jonathan Kuminga started playing basketball and he just happened to play for a great coach, he'd be further along right now. But he didn't play at 11.
Right. But Stani, I got to tell you this. I hear everything you're saying, and I agree with it. But if Jonathan Kuminga, I believe, were in this studio, and this is his truth, I believe he would tell you, yeah, you're right about my foundation, and I started late, but damn it, I still can do more than I'm being allowed to
do. What can you do? Can you rebound? And, like, this is the thing about Kuminga. Like, I like him.
Yeah.
But when you constantly hear from some people that he's more than I think he is,
then
it's like, well, wait a minute. We're not talking about a superstar here. We're talking about a guy who's got a big upside, who's still got a lot of work to do. And, yes, if you draft somebody at 18 and you know he's a project, then yes, you risk giving up on him when he's still 23 years old, when in basketball years, for another player, that may be a 27 or 28 year old.
Well, I'll say this now, because you got me thinking about it, and I got the Warrior logo on my chest right now, Stani. At some point, if this thing doesn't pan out and Kuminga's not the next or part of the next, then they're going to, and I know Myers is gone, but those two draft picks of Wiseman and Kuminga are going to be something that we can say kept you at bay or had
well,
you not
reached. Depends on what they get for Kuminga.
If it comes to that and he doesn't blossom, but I'm just, like, those are two projects with two high-ass picks.
Right. Why did they draft two projects? The answer's easy. The answer's simple. They drafted two projects because when they were drafted, they thought they still had, and they did in 22, a championship team. Mm-hmm. So they figured, if we draft two projects, they don't have to come in here and play right away and put that pressure on them. But maybe when they come up for their second contract and Steph's 36, we've got some players here. Mm. The problem is, it's hard to develop those kind of guys if they're on a really good team and have trouble getting playing time because you're ostensibly a championship team.
So in a crazy world, it sounds like you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Stani, the worst thing that happened to the Warriors was they needed Kuminga to contribute sooner than he was ready. In a perfect world, you wouldn't kind of like they needed him 2 years ago against the Lakers.
But here's where I'm different. He is developing. He averaged 16 points a game last year at 21 years old. Like,
but when the report card was ready to come out, they weren't ready to give him 180 or 200.
No, but they were ready to give him 30.
No, I hear you.
Like, I like Kuminga.
And so do I.
I just don't think, well, this guy's automatically destined for stardom. I don't know. And by the way, the one thing I did want to say is, because I know what Priest was referring to, me saying, and I changed the way I said it. I said, you're never going to run your own. And then I said, well, hold on. I said, I think, I'm not sure that you'll ever be able to run an offense through him. Not that that's the be-all and end-all either, but if you're talking about a guy as a number one, then you got to think about that down the line.
Yeah, because you answered Priest sounded like your conversation with Fillmore Mike or ours, Stoney, but it's interesting. And at the end of the day, this team is not going to reach its goal or do something in the playoffs with Kuminga on the roster not getting better. Like that, like it's a mandate, Stoney. I feel like if you put him in some dump truck city in Portland,
that doesn't mean he's going to be better. It just means he's going to play more.
But what and the score numbers? More. Okay, there we go.
Who cares about the numbers? Right.
But that's how. Let's be honest, Stoney. The rat on the table is in this era of sports right now. That's what gets you paid.
You're not okay.
Like Kate Cunningham, right. to Priest's point, don't hate the player, hate the game. He's not worth it, but they believe he is. Toronto believes Barnes is worth
know
it.
I don't know that Cunningham's and Wagner, worth it or not worth it.
Yeah, but it's not about that. Does your employer feel like you're worth
right.
it? That they signed the check, and the Warriors said we need to see more. Or you got me doubling back to maybe Kuminga should have took 30. Because what? Are we so sure that's
not,
out there?
I'm not saying the Warriors shouldn't have offered him 30, should have offered him. I don't.
They Warriors, valued him, man.
What?
They valued Kuminga.
Who?
The Warriors.
When?
When they offered him 30, allegedly. But if you're sitting somewhere thinking I'm a $40 million dude, then I'm just right now, Stoney, at this juncture on this beautiful Wednesday, I feel like you're reading a roadmap wrong.
Who?
Kuminga in his comp. If you, you may not get 30 again. We saw it with Clay.
You may get 50.
All right. Well, then it's he's
still
balling,
all,
right.
It's all still right. all on the table for yeah. Kuminga.
Just the other sorry. Thing is, quick update yeah. before the break here, guys, in the crossover. Of course, Andrew Wiggins listed as questionable tonight. Curry and Melton remain out. So game time decision. It seems like for Wiggins.
And this is where I like.
Thanks.
The idea of that Kuminga's not developing, I reject that right. also.
I hope I'm not saying that he's
not. I completely reject that.
I'm just saying at what rate is like, he developing?
There's an opposite to everything. I understand the argument, well, Kuminga hasn't developed like he should have. Kerr's not giving him a chance. He should be playing more. Fine.
A lot of people feel that way.
There's another side to that, and that is when you give somebody the keys when they don't deserve it.
Right.
And then what happens? Then he's just a player making a lot of money who knows what he
and
is.
You feel like the Niners did that with Ayuk?
Ayuk's much more proven to me than Jonathan Kuminga.
All right.
We got crossover coming up, and the boys are at
remote. Chase
at Thrive City. What? Yeah, Willard and Dibbs at Thrive City. Yeah. Oh, yes, they are. I went and said hello to them yesterday. Nothing.
How'd that go? Did Willard had a football? They were talking about throwing the ball around. I was like, damn.
Yeah, they had a mini football. Like one of those little styrofoam ones.
I thought it was the real one. Did you catch anything?
I wasn't playing with them. I was working.
You weren't working.
What are you talking about?
Working doing what? You went to the game.
Gaining knowledge of the team.
But you stopped by to say hello.
Yeah, hi, bye. For example.
I'm going to toss you the ball.
Like, here's one. This is why I'm working. I see Terry Stotts. I know we're at 42. They can wait. I see Terry Stotts. I haven't seen him. Don't give me the wave right now. I see Terry Stotts. I haven't seen him in 20 years. We catch up, and I said, you know, Terry, a lot of people, like, I'm hearing that, you know, a lot of stuff that you ran in Portland, you know, and he goes, okay. I brought two flare plays here. He goes, yeah, we ran flare with the guards, McCollum and Damian. He's like, yeah, okay, I brought two plays in here.
Flare.
All right, crossover next. It's all brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.